Great Barrington was the hometown of the late author and civil rights leader and founder of the NAACP. He died nearly 50 years ago. A parcel of land and home located along Route 23 in Great Barrington that was given to W.E.B. Du Bois as a gift was bulldozed in the 1950s. In the 1960s, the acreage where the homestead sat changed hands. Currently, UMass Amherst owns the home site. The Friends of the Du Bois home site are planning to include the 5-acre plot in Great Barrington and three other locations as a National Historic Site. Dolores Ruth, a historian and friend of the Du Bois home site, says that her group plans to expand Du Bois' legacy beyond the home site to actively engage the town of Great Barrington in making a National Historic Site that would give service to the town and the Berkshires.
In order to tell the story, we really needed the town of Great Barrington. So there was the idea of a second venue, which is really using the downtown and a walking tour to engage people in Du Bois' story, and then to create a center for democracy, what we call the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Democracy and Social Justice, which was really a place where you can do more active programming and exhibits.
The 10-year plan would require $12 million, which now includes building a new website and hiring an executive director to manage the efforts. A website currently under construction will be finished in the coming weeks. As it stands right now, the Friends of the Du Bois Home Site organization is volunteer-run. Dolores Ruth says that once the organization can raise enough money to hire the director, the group can undertake the transformation to becoming a historical institution.
We have a fundraising brochure. We're building a website, which should be done in the next month or so. So we have all the building blocks, but we need really somebody who can come in and lead this. And to do that, we need to raise some sort of critical seed money to be able to hire somebody.
UMass's efforts have focused on developing the home site itself, including new signage and upkeep. Brooks Fitch of UMass's W.E.B. Du Bois' Center says that also by working in different ways to preserve Du Bois' legacy, the Friends and UMass are carrying the tradition of the late thinker.
One of the things, we had a very recent tribute to W.E.B. Du Bois, and we played a recording of an interview that he did in which he talked about the fact that knowledge is not enough. We need to have and obtain knowledge, but we need to do something. And so I think this collaborative effort with Great Barrington and other areas is very symbolic of that initiative.
The Friends hope to work with UMass in using the author's words and documents in their preservation work. Currently, UMass is in the process of digitizing the library of Du Bois' work and currently shares the documents publicly on its website. Brooks Fitch explains.
We have the W.E.B. Du Bois collection. It is amazing. Over 110,000 documents. And these are not papers. These are documents. And people can access those today so that anyone anywhere in the world can access these documents. And it's very good for study. It's very good for analysis, for perspective, what have you. We anticipate that by 2014 that it will all be completed.
The website for the Du Bois National Historical Society plan will be finished in the coming weeks. The Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area will also support the National Historic Site Organization. Links to the web pages can be found online at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.